No candidate should become the spokesman for his faith. For if he becomes president, he will need the prayers of the people of all faiths.
Well, there's no danger of anyone calling Mitt Romney a spokesman for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. That was the Republican presidential candidate giving a speech yesterday in Texas, where he put his religion front and center for the first time in his campaign. But what did he actually say about his Mormon faith? Well, that he is proud of it, that he won't let it interfere with his duties if he's elected. And for those who doubted, he even clarified that, yes, he does believe in Jesus Christ. But that was it. The speech ended without any insight into the faith, one that many Americans say they don't know or don't trust. A poll of 1,800 people released this week by Vanderbilt University found that bias against Mormons is significantly more intense than prejudice against women or African Americans in the United States. Other polls say about a quarter of Americans are less likely to vote for a Mormon for the presidency. So if Romney is not taking the lead to educate the masses on what the Mormon faith is all about, we thought we'd ask someone who can help us. Michael Kress is the assistant managing editor at BeliefNet.com. Michael, are you there?
Yes, hi. Good morning.
Hey, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
So Romney said he wouldn't, quote, disavow one or another of the Mormon precepts. He mentioned before that Mormons don't drink alcohol, don't believe in abortion, and they don't believe in having premarital sex or sex outside of marriage, and those who do should be excommunicated. Those are some of the higher profile tenets of the faith. What can you tell us? What are the other main tenets of this religion?
Well, as you said, those are some of the big ones. I think some of the things that really come to mind when you think of Mormonism is family life. And in this, it's very similar to many other religions, but there's a huge emphasis on families staying together, on support for families, on families spending time together and praying together and being a cohesive unit. So that's one thing. There are also some rituals that and practices that strike many people, that are surprising to many people. There's special undergarments that Mormons wear. There are temple rituals which Mormons prefer not to speak about, not because there are any great surprise going on there, but that they consider it special and something that
sacred.
It's sacred. It's not something that they care to see dissected in newspapers or on the airwaves.
Mm-hmm.
But it gives a sort of aura of mystery to it.
So part of the tension here is that Mitt Romney needs to win votes from evangelical voters.
Yes.
These are the same people who hold a lot of, in some groups, and some prejudice against the Mormon faith. They say they're not Christians, even though a lot of Mormons would call themselves Christians. Help us work through this. In what ways is the LDS faith, the Latter-day Saints faith, similar to Christianity, and where does it diverge?
The similarities are that they do consider themselves a Christian faith. They believe in Jesus Christ as the salvation. They believe in the Old and New Testaments as part of their Bible. They, as I said, they believe in family and a lot of the same values that evangelicals do. They tend to be fairly conservative. Where it differs is that, first of all, as I said, the Old and New Testaments are part of the Bible. They believe that the Book of Mormon, as well as a couple of other books, are also equally part of the Bible. These are books that were revealed only in the last century. They believe that Joseph Smith was sent to restore the true church of Jesus Christ on earth. So they see themselves almost as the real Christians. This is what Christianity is intended to be. So it's in some ways a direct challenge to traditional or historic Christianity in that way.
And how do they view the Bible? Is the Bible on par with the Book of Mormon, or is one given more credence? Is one higher on the hierarchy?
It's on par. They do take the Bible very seriously, but the fact that the Book of Mormon is equal is something that to evangelical Christians makes them, right there, that makes them not Christian in many, many evangelicals' eyes.
One thing Romney was clear about is that he does believe in Jesus Christ, and as evangelicals do. He went as far as saying that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and the Savior of mankind. But Mormons, they really do treat Jesus as a centerpiece of the faith in a way that would perhaps surprise some evangelicals.
Yes, they do. Romney has taken some flack for sounding too much like an evangelical, and I think it's less so in the beliefs that he's articulating and more in the way that he articulates it. The way that he talks in those ways is a way that an evangelical would speak, and less so the way that a Mormon would speak. Mm-hmm. I should say one other main difference between evangelical Christianity and Mormonism is the way that they see Jesus and God, the Trinity. They believe in the Trinity. They call it the Godhead. But there's a technical difference. They believe that all three members of the Godhead are entirely separate beings, and that's different from a traditional Christian viewpoint and a point of contention with evangelicals.
Now, Michael, part of the problem that people have with this, evangelicals in particular, is that this is such a new religion, right? The LDS
yes.
faith is only 177 years old,
yes.
which is pretty young in the
mm-hmm.
world of religions. How does this contribute to the lack of information and mistrust that people have?
I think a lot of people today have difficulty believing that this happened so recently. It's one thing to believe that 2,000 years ago there was this direct communication from God to prophets, that the Son of God came down, that there was revelation and miracles. It's a little harder for a lot of people to believe that in upstate New York in 1830, there was this angel that revealed himself to a prophet, that this sort of biblical stuff was happening right here in a place that we recognize, that many of us have traveled to. It's a little harder for a skeptic to accept.
And we should also mention proselytizing is a huge part of the Mormon faith. There are about 13 million members worldwide, growing by roughly a million every 3 years, according to the church. Does the proselytizing element of the Mormon faith have something to do with what makes people uncomfortable?
I'm sure. As you know, evangelicals also proselytize. So there's a certain, of course, there's always a certain amount of competition. The Mormon Church has formalized this. Almost every male Mormon goes on a 2-year mission, as Romney did, at some point, usually after college, after high school or early in college. And this is a very formal thing. Formal, I mean, there's a structure to it. There's a process. It's not, I'm going to decide to go to Africa and do some missionizing.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for helping us walk through this issue.
My pleasure.
Michael Kress is Assistant Managing Editor at BeliefNet.com.
Coming up on the BPP, we'll give you the most. That's just in a moment.